Michael Trahern joining us in studio, portfolio manager at Vestact, at nearly 9 minutes past eight this morning. The markets themselves yesterday, taking a look at some of the action that has been up and about, nearly 5% up for Aspen. Yes, of course, we always look at Naspers, but I think that Aspen story is quite interesting itself. China saying finally that they may do away with the baby limits. Just how many children you can have in China. That seems to be an interesting one, and that has helped Aspen prop up just a bit yesterday.
Yeah, so Chinese authorities saying they're thinking about it. Look, this is more... It's never really been a constraint over the short term, but just saying that yesterday, I mean, some of the baby formula companies in China were up over 10% yesterday. So in Aspen's case, you remember they've got that baby formula division in China, one of the few that have the license to actually sell in China. And last year they said that they got someone was saying that they're interested in buying that division from them, and it was something that they hadn't thought of before, and then they got investment banks in to try value it for them and give them advice going forward. And there was news out last week that Aspen now have quite a few potential suitors to take a strategic stake in that business. So definitely one to look at for Aspen going forward.
The pharmaceutical space itself then is bound to just overall, even in South Africa, across the board, is really going to have to relook at how they perhaps do things with an influx of growth then in China as well. But does that really mean that growth in South African terms will be good enough for business to look good as well?
Yeah, so Aspen's really gone over the last, I'd say, 5 to 6 years. They've gone from a very South African business to now a very global business. And Stephen Sard at the last set of results said that it's been a very tough 4 years in terms of changing things for the business. They've had to restructure their debt. And now they're very much a South African company that's got a very big international business, and that's great to see. I mean, they're buying brands from your big GSKs and AstraZeneca and the likes. It's brands that these companies almost don't even know they have anymore.
Sure.
Aspen then takes them on, makes it a lot more efficient. You hear Stephen Sard talk about how they had to approach pig farmers to make their production more efficient.
Yeah.
It's amazing what they've done, and that's how they're building shareholder value, is they take these drugs and they make them more streamlined.
Mm. What are you looking out for today?
Yeah, so today it's very much central bank basis this week. From a US perspective, and this obviously means from a global perspective, then is a US Fed minutes come out. What is the Fed talking about? Are we still on for an interest rate hike at their next meeting? How were the doves treated? How were the hawks treated?
Yeah.
So that's definitely something to look at. On a local front, CPI data out today, just in time for MPC results or announcement tomorrow.
Yeah.
Where's our inflation at, considering that petrol was been up on an upward trend over the last
Your
month?
Your expectations for CPI?
It's probably going to be higher than the 3.8% that we're at the moment.
That was probably the low base, right? That was the low point.
Yeah, I'd say, because over the last month we've also had the VAT increases starting to come through, so that's you're going to see the extra fuel tariffs were implemented, so that you're going to start coming through, and then just a higher oil price and a weaker rand with what petrol now at a record high, so that's all going to come through. I don't think we've seen it all in the baked into the cake yet, and the MPC tomorrow will give you what their forecasts are and what basis is. They have those forecasts. At their last MPC meeting, they were saying inflation probably gets to the top end of their range, but will remain stagnant there. Maybe now they're seeing that breaking the top of the range, which definitely means we don't have an interest rate cut tomorrow.
Yeah. Look, if tomorrow's figure does come out, shall we call it steady, right, at 4.5 or whatever percent it comes out at, you know, less than 5%, shall we say, does it still give the MPC enough room to perhaps think of a cut in some way? I know that, you know, a lot of people are probably looking at it remaining exactly the same, interest rates, that is. But is there a chance of a cut, you feel?
Yeah, I think at the last meeting, given that the cut that happened wasn't a unanimous vote and things were looking very positive for a cut at the last meeting, you fast forward to tomorrow, things aren't looking as positive.
Yeah.
I don't think you get the majority needed to get that cut. It's also worth remembering that in general, an interest rate cut takes about 12 to 18 months to fully be felt by the economy. So you basically have to look at what the MPC's forecast for inflation is 12 months out. And if that's within their band, then they've got room to cut. If that's not within their band, then they can't, because from a credibility perspective, they can't say, oh, we're going to cut rates today, even though we think inflation is going to be out of our target range in 12 months' time.
Yeah. Moving on from that, Friday also then happens, S&P set to announce its assessment of South Africa's credit rating. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think stay steady. I don't think it's time I don't think they're going to be reversing things yet. We still need to see particularly what happens with state-owned enterprises. I mean, that's a very big budgetary drag on our finances. So until Pravin Gordhan's got in there and managed to clean things up, I don't think things change all that much. There's no doubt that we're still under lots of fiscal pressure, and the only way we're going to get out of that is through substantial growth. And growth of 1.5% is not the number we need. We're needing north of 3%. So I think that's where we need to go. We need to get to before we start seeing the junk rating by some of those agencies reversed.
The man.